AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. I am your host, comedian Flame Monroe, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, the one and only Miss Icon, the Lady Toots, Miss Bobby Clifford. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Flame. How is it out there in Chi-Town?
Oh, I'm in Chicago, and it's cold, Burr. But you're used to that because you're in Boston, so I know it's cold. But I've had a good time since I've been here. I came here to do promotion for my shows this weekend, but I haven't done anything outside of being on live, and because I was supposed to do the radio today and to get miscommunication, so maybe tomorrow. But anyway, I'm here because I have four shows this weekend at the Chicago Laugh Factory on Broadway and Belmont. Get your tickets at the website or at the box office, 3175 North Broadway. And I had some new dresses made and just been on the road, Bobby, trying to get this hour tight. Sherry Shepherd's show is coming up April 22nd, and you will be there with me. Thank you very much. And so will our producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, who is also on here. So we'll all be at the Sherry Shepherd show celebrating her birthday, promoting Laugh and Learn, and anything else we got coming up. So we're looking forward to that. It's been a whirlwind of a week with the political scene and so many things happening. Def, P. Diddy, and Woo Woo Woo. And Bobby, and supposed to be talking about all what I got coming up, I'm ready to just jump into it. I'm ready to just jump in with no condom. Let's go. I'm just doing it in the raw. I want it raw.
Oh, my God. Too funny. Hey, you know, raw. Speaking of raw, put a couple of S's at the end. Diana Ross turned 80 this week.
Yeah, and you know that was yesterday, 320. And you know that is it was 326. But you know that is my ultimate diva. That lady is my ultimate, the reason why I am Flame Monroe and so fabulous is because of me watching Diana Ross. And I will never not acknowledge the person who helped to make me a fan. My mother started it, but when I saw Diana Ross, I was like, girl, you ain't got no Bob Mackies. I'm going to have to put you to the back burner, Valerie. I'm going with Ross because she got Bob Mackies. Happy birthday. Happy 80th birthday, too. Such a supreme woman. Such a grand lady. I love Diana Ross and everything about her. I love more.
She looks great.
I love the fact that she's fantastically dressed and beautiful music and everybody loves her. But I love the parent that she is to her children. I think I admire that more than anything else because that lady loves her children in abundance.
Yeah, I think so too. She was a mom later in life for some of them. And I think that you get all the wisdom when you're not in your 20s having them. Like I was in my very early 20s and you kind of just get through. You do all the acts, but you don't know the nurturing, some of the nurturing stuff that you do in education. And she seems to have fine tuned that. So, and she looks, I think for 80 looks tremendous.
And well, some of you young women need to take a class out of Diana Ross's playbook. Cause it's not how many babies you have. It's whose baby you have. She had the CEO's baby. Then she had the millionaire Jewish man's baby. Then she had the Switzerland billionaire's baby. It's not how many babies you have. It's whose baby you have. Thank you, Diana Ross.
Please.
You're such a great example.
I had the toilet scrubber's baby. That's The bottom of the barrel. That's what I, right on the bottom. But she looks, I think she looks absolutely terrific. She seems to have a phenomenal relationship with her kids. So yes, hats off to Diana Ross. Woohoo!
So now that we're speaking about a grand lady, let's go talk about an ungrand man. I'm just going to start right into it. I'm not understanding how this country is so biased that they allow this man to get his $464 million fee that he had to pay his fine cut down to, what, $189 million? And then he got a 10-day grace period. Bobby, I can't jaywalk and they're going to come and arrest me.
It's true. I think, first of all, the reality is that he literally can't come up with the money. He doesn't want to obviously use his own, and which he doesn't have that type of cash on hand anyway. I think it's probably a more reasonable amount. I mean, the real reason for the bond, and trust me, I am I'm not a Trump lover, but it's so they show back up. So did they need to do 465? Not necessarily, because I don't know if he can do 175 any more than he can do 465, but he's got 10 days. So let's see if he actually comes up with it. And you know what? To me, of course, he doesn't see it this way, right? Because his brain doesn't work like the rest of ours. This gave him more parity with everybody else. So he is more on a level playing field. He shouldn't be complaining as much, but he'll complain. He even thinks that's absolutely ridiculous. But it gives Letitia James doesn't have to go out and start putting up seizure tape on all his properties just yet. We'll see.
I strongly believe in my whole heart of hearts that the GOP is going to bail him out. I do. I believe that they're going to rescue him because they severely want him to become the commander in chief. So that is just my take.
Yeah. I believe that, but I just don't. So this is the part that I am a little trepidatious with, that is I don't think they have the cash flame. I don't think the GOP has $175 million on hand. Never mind his legal fees. Do I think they'll help with his legal fees? Absolutely. I don't think they'll quite be the $175. And let's remember, it doesn't take him off the hook for the $464 million. It just means he doesn't have to come up with it all the way. But if in 10 days he doesn't have the $175 and he doesn't produce it, not only does he have to have that, he has to come up with everything else to get up to the $464. But I don't know if the GOP has it for him. Well, I just don't.
Say, the GOP don't have to give it to him. They can have a private donor come from somewhere and say,
he maybe.
I'm telling you, because that is how strong his cult and fan base is. So I expect them to actually come up with it. I hate to say that publicly, but I do believe that it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, they're never going to get it back, though. You know, like, as they say, when you lend money to a friend, don't expect it back.
We already know better than that, Bob. We know the loans don't come back. The loans don't get paid back. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's that's money that, and that's the other thing. I mean, there are gazillionaires and Shahs and all this who have the money, but people who want to actually give up $175 million, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, while he's searching for $464 million, who's searching for P. Diddy?
Honest to God, what is going on with the P. Diddy? I mean, I think he feels I don't know. Yeah, I think he feels persecuted, but I don't know. Some of the stuff they're talking about, I don't know a lot about him other than his music. I don't really follow him, but it's not nice things.
Well, you know, listen, everybody keeps saying, Flame, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion? Let me tell you how I feel about the whole P. Diddy situation.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that Flame Monroe is not on one of those videotapes. So I don't care what happens, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not on any of those tapes. I was never invited to the parties. Now, the people who were invited to those parties are probably pissing their pants because they're worried about if they're going to be seen on videotape or not. The ironic part, my own philosophy, y'all, so this is my take on it, not Black Effect, not iHeart, not Bobby Clifford or Aaron. I don't believe that they raided his home to find evidence of him doing any illicit things. I think they raided his home to get the evidence so that he can't have it to use a tour.
That's exactly it. No, that's 100%. I don't think they wanted to come, or needed to come as heavy as they did. But I think that if they set up a time, like we'll be there, on Tuesday at 10, because that's how sometimes these cases can go, he would have destroyed the evidence. So I think they came the way they did, and not knowing who was in the home, because there could have been 30 guys in the house. So they made sure that they had 30 guys on the outside. I think it was unfortunate. I know that they had that known associate, that Brendan Paul, was arrested on drug charges at the airport, that like that all kind of happened simultaneously. And I know his kids got cuffed, but I don't know. And I don't like that other than, I don't know if they were being combative inside the house, so that might have kept them safe from themselves too, so that that they didn't end up getting hurt, because I heard that they were immediately, as soon as they did their search, they were immediately uncuffed. It's disappointing. And you know what the crazy part of all of it is? For me, if that happened to my home and I know I had kids still in the home, wouldn't you go home? He went off to spring break. He was questioned at the airport. I think he took his girls up, which is nice, but he went off to the Caribbean from there. I can't give a lot of opinion on this until I have more details, so we'll see what they actually come up with.
Well, here's the killer. They said that they found his private plane, his black plane in Antigua, but he wasn't on it. He was apparently in Florida. But were the videotapes and was all the footage and all the information on that plane in Antigua? You know what I'm saying, Bobby?
I think that he
was so well connected and he had so much money that somebody may have tipped him off to let him know that the fans were coming on certain days at certain time.
You're absolutely right.
All of that. It is so many different variables, but you are very right. Until the whole story unfolds, we just don't know what is going to happen. So we're going to sit back here over at Laugh and Learn, and we will report what we know as soon as we know, because we'll probably know the same time you guys know.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say stay tuned. It's a different type. So money gives you – there's all sorts of privilege, but this is a different type of privilege when you've got the cash. You're exactly right. You know, I never even thought about that claim, that he wasn't going. He just put something on it.
Yeah,
that was all a big act.
Because you can get me, but if I got the stuff to prove, you can hold me as long as you want. But if anything happens to me, I've already put out the stuff to let people know that if something happens to me, release it all. Oh, my God. I don't want anything to happen to him, but I do want the tapes released. I want to know who. I want to know who was being swallowed.
You nosy little biatch.
T.D. Jakes, you better not be on one of them tapes because the Lord is not going to like that.
Not at all. I, you know, like payback's a bummer. And speaking of, so Kali Russell, the Alabama woman who had lied about her kidnapping, she actually was ordered to pay, you know, I don't know where she's going to come up with it, $18,000, which is, it might not sound like a lot to people, but somebody who's working as like a PCA in a nursing home or a hospital, that's everything to them. So that's a, you know, that's a, I mean, it's probably the cost of what it cost to search for her.
But didn't he raise that much on her GoFundMe account?
Oh, I don't know. I assume that that would have been taken or whatever, you know, given back to the people. But, and she's, she was also sentenced to 12 months, supervised probation, community service. And this is the part that I really liked that I thought was the most effective. They need evidence of continued mental health counseling. So they, I mean, the fact she did this and thought it was okay to do is shows that she, there's something going on with her that's, you know, not so great. Yeah. So hopefully she'll get the help that she needs. I feel badly, but God, she had to scare her parents.
She scared the whole country. She scared everybody.
Terrified. But could you imagine being the parent? Like, she did, because she was so beautiful. Like, she seemed like she had it all together. School, like, she, you know, she's sort of the American dream, right? So I think it all always pulls at our heartstrings when we see somebody like that.
Lock her ass.
Somebody who scared the whole world, the Princess Kate situation, and now we find out the poor thing has cancer. So I don't know how I feel. I believe that she has the right for privacy. You know, a lot of people are screaming about that. But I think if this was the information, couldn't they have had somebody come out and give this in the beginning, and then there wouldn't have been all that crazy speculation? And she is in a very visible role, you know, and that's what she chose to do. So I don't know, but I mean, I love how she handled it. I just wish that came out a week before. And I do hope that she does have a young family and young kids, and this is going to be super scary for them.
Well,
so.
I hear you, Bobby. And yes, she is a public figure, especially over there, but she is not in command of making the decisions for the monarchy. So I don't understand why all of that news needs to be public. That is something she's dealing with mentally. Her family is dealing with. She has children.
Absolutely.
You know, we understand that she is royalty, that she's a princess, that she's married to, you know, Prince William and all of that. She's part of the monarchy. But she's also just a human being, a mother and a parent.
Right.
And the same stresses, it's like if you or I got diagnosed with cancer. You know, we don't have to give out our information to everybody, because internally we're dealing with the fact that this could kill me. This could be the end for me.
No, absolutely. And
nobody
has
thought about that this woman is just a human being. Everybody is so worried about why you didn't disclose this. Now, the difference with her and the guy who was he Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State here?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Defense.
He had an obligation to let people know, because he was in a position of power to where it affected the country. Her position of power does not affect her country. It affects her family. You know, she's married to a royal.
She's a working royal. And I think what makes it a little different. I mean, you have to remember, even though she's not a working royal, Sarah Ferguson is battling skin cancer, melanoma. You've got King Charles, prostate cancer. There's a lot of royals that have cancer right now. And I think people, after the Princess Di thing, people are so nervous about, you know, about the weaker link, so to speak. Exactly what you're saying. No, they might not worry about her husband as much as they're worrying about her. And with Meghan and Harry leaving, did she leave? You know, like, was it, is she just saying that she doesn't, that this isn't what she wants any longer? I don't know. It's all out. I feel badly for the stress that she had to have felt to come out. She's always so painfully thin. She looked like she was battling something. Her coloring was a little off, but she handled herself absolutely beautifully.
She didn't look well, Bobby, but she did look sickly to me. You know what she looked to me?
Yeah.
very worried. She
worried,
looked,
yeah.
There was such a worry in her face, like, yeah. Oh my God. Because if something was to happen to me like that, God forbid, I would be worried about me, but I would be more so worried about my children.
Oh, absolutely. Because they're young. I mean, they're all under 10. She's got three under 10. I think they're 10, 8, and 5 or something. So she still has really influential kids, you know, that need a parent. That yeah. So I don't blame her. You know, I don't blame her at all for being worried. But she did. She looks stressed. She's the whole thing. And to sort of be forced to do it. But she's had an outpouring of love. And she and Prince William have been, like, I think, shocked and thrilled by the love. So they've seemed like they're really appreciative of that. And hopefully all the good vibes, she can feel them over there. Because, you know, a positive attitude is everything with cancer. It yeah. really is.
Prayers to Kate Middleton, her family, her children, and everybody over there on the Royals. Because whatever you guys think about the Royals, we like some of the Royals. We do. I do. I like some of the Royals.
Oh, I do. I like some of the swag of them. I like that they lead, especially these more contemporary ones, they lead a life of service. Like, you know, Queen Elizabeth, her whole life giving to her country and giving to causes. And I like that. We don't have enough of that. I don't see the young yeah. people as much thinking about service. But
speaking of young people, you just made me on something. I'm going out completely out yeah. of time. I just want to give a shout out to Taylor Swift and the Swifties. I want to thank Taylor Swift for being a voice of power with these young, especially female voters, to really get behind Joe Biden, to rally, to get him in. Because I don't even think it's about the partisanship with her. I think it is about women's rights. And I love to see a biological woman empower other biological women. That is not taking away anything from my trans sisters, but I love to see it. I love to see trans women empower other trans women when it's something that is correct. But I love to see that she is really rallying behind Joe, just because
Me
I think
too.
She wants to save America and the democracy. It is definitely not about Democrat or Republican. I don't think that young lady cares either about either one of those. She just wants to save America and save women's rights. That is very, very powerful. I appreciate that.
Oh, I know. And I agree with that. And I think this election is very different. I don't think it's about party. I really do think it's about democracy.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
But speaking of women's rights, which I thought this was terrific, in Alabama there was a Democratic candidate, Marilyn Lands, who won a very red seat because she ran on women's rights. She ran on reproductive rights, and I thought that was absolutely terrific. She's a licensed professional counselor. Can you imagine? I mean, that's exactly what they need in the state house. So I thought that was terrific. She beat somebody named Teddy Powell, and there was the seat was opened up because, of a David Cole. He pled to the person that was leaving the seat to voter fraud.
Well, and Mark, is it Mark? Who is that supporting? Is it Cuban?
Oh, Mark Cuban is supporting, can you imagine? Yeah. He is supporting Biden. He actually came out and said that he was, which I thought was terrific. He was a Haley supporter, and he kind of moved over. And this is exactly what Biden was looking for, because he's trying to woo donors, and he's trying to get those independent voters that were going to vote for Haley and kind of, you know, get them over to his side. So I thought that was super powerful. And what I even think is better is this, on Thursday, they have this big fundraiser, right? With the three Democratic presidents. Obviously you kind of have Jimmy Carter, bless his heart. But all getting together. I thought that is terrific. It's like a star studded event. It's going to raise $25 million flame in one night. Can you imagine?
I love it.
And what I love even more is because you can imagine the orange troll it must be absolutely dying, because this is the first time in history that a campaign has won that type of money in one night. So he can kind of come out and say that, you know, that Trump always wants to be best.
Well, good luck with that. Anywho, here's my killer right here, because you know, Trump, your ex-president, I did say yours because I didn't vote for him. I know you didn't. But your ex-president, I'm saying that as a joke, is now selling Bibles for $59.99.
Can you imagine? He's probably never read one in his life. And no, Bibles in sneakers. So that's what he's trying to hawk for his money.
He wants y'all to run to Jesus.
There you go. And it's the best book. He loves to read it all the time. I'm like, well, I don't even know if you've read a book.
Let me tell you the irony of Donald Trump selling Bibles. Y'all buying Bibles from a man who cheated with a prostitute, with a porn star on his wife who was at home with a brand new baby. And y'all buying a Bible from him. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Trump. Because Trump was being somewhere in somebody's hole, and it wasn't holy. It was just a hole.
I would love if Stormy had some sort of footage, wouldn't it? When he goes to try to deny it, wouldn't you love it if she went, ah!
Well, I don't know if I ever want to see Donald Trump's wanker. Yeah.
I don't want to see it either. It's not from that way. I just would like the proof. You know, I'd like the receipts. Because he denies everything. I mean, he does it. Like, you know, if he took a sip of something, I didn't take a sip of something. We all watched him. Like, he denies everything that he does.
Well, let me just
say,
he does deny it. And his cult and his Republican followers say, no, he didn't. And they're looking at the same thing we're looking at. So either their glasses need to be changed or their mind needs to be fixed. Because
I think it's the latter. Yeah, I think it's the latter, Flame, because I just
Wait, Bobby, back up. Ooh, I got to go back. Ooh, when you see him video, I just thought about his booty. Yuck. I bet he got all the pilgrims on the Mayflower hanging off that old fat ass. Yuck.
Oh, please. Well, I want to talk.
You know how, because black people say the whatnots and white people say the doodads. He got all the doodads hanging off that booty. Ugh, all the dingleberries.
Barnacles. Barnacles.
Let me tell you something. We give Trump the rap. I don't ever want to see him back in a political office. I don't. But he is such an entertaining person to me.
My God, isn't he? Because he has such conviction in what he says. Like, he just makes up things. You know what I would hate to be? Or maybe if you wanted to be a very busy person, maybe you'd want to be. I'd hate to be a person who's a fact checker with any of his speeches. Because how could you keep up? From the time that he opens his mouth and to the time that he stops, everything is great and wonderful and food is 25 times the price. It went up 10% and didn't go up. He's telling people it went up 500%. And bacon went up 12 times. It didn't. It went up so many dollars. But, like, I'd hate to be a fact checker. But he believes it. And because he believes it, I think that may be for some of the population. I think that maybe, how could he be wrong? He's so emphatic about it. So I don't know if that's it, but I don't want to see a film either. I just would like if they had some sort of real proof that they could show Melania.
And Stormy Daniels was on The View this past week, and I thought she had a lovely interview. I thought she spoke well. She wasn't aggressive. She wasn't even mean. You know, I thought she was very personable and pleasant. And she stood on what she said about Donald Trump, and I appreciate her for that. Because everybody else seems to get afraid or be afraid of his rage or his payback, supposedly, if he gets in office, because that's all it is. It's about his vengeance. But I appreciate for her, and I love that the ladies on The View, because I don't always deal with all of them. But they gave her an open platform to be very free about what she had to say. And they didn't challenge her. They didn't put her in a corner and say, well, you were the slut. They actually were empathetic to how the whole situation, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought so, too. They treated her with respect because she's an entertainer. She owns that. That's what she did. That's what she did for money. What I loved is, and I don't know if people would have.
I might give up some coochie for $125,000. And my coochie don't even look like her coochie. Let me just say it.
Well, I'm here. I'm going to be looking, Flame. I'm going to be looking for it. I liked that what she discussed, and people really aren't listening about, is how much she never initiated this. She didn't want this, and how much she has lost from it.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not making any money. She's not, you know, like, she didn't get this. This wasn't a gain coming forward for her. But she did it anyway. So, and she lives in fear of the, not from President Trump, obviously, but from the kooks that are out there, you know, the far right people. Yeah. So anyway, God bless her, you know.
And the worst part about the whole situation is that she said it lasted all of 4 minutes.
Ew, well, at least it was, that's the one thing. So here's the difference. In an adult entertainment, there's a contract. You agree. I'm hoping that if somebody gave you the willies or you didn't want to be with somebody, that you could say yes. I can't imagine being forced to be with someone that you don't want to be.
Steady forced her. I appreciate
that. No, not that way. I mean, like, she felt like, no, she didn't. No, not like that. But she wasn't looking for it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would have to imagine that the only appeal would have to be that he was such a powerful person and that he paid $125,000. Because I don't know what people are attracted to. I have to believe that she was attracted to the power and the money. Because to think that she was attracted to Trump naked, I'm not going to be able to believe that. Would have to have been on some dope and Fruit Loops on that day.
And it's, you know what the sad part about that is? Now he looks like a caricature, so I can't even talk about as much about him. In his day, he was a good looking man. Like, he was a decent looking guy. But he is so, it's him, his rhetoric just is such a turnoff for me that even you say the name and I'm like, ugh, you know, like I just don't, so that it would have been that for me.
Don't even know why he paid Stormy Daniels $125,000. He could have gave Marjorie Taylor Greene like $25 in food stamps and she would have did everything.
Please. He could have given her a quarter and a button that said MAGA.
She gives me very low budget, Bobby Clifford.
Oh, she does. There's something about her hair to me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if she's over bleached it. She doesn't brush it. Oh my God. So good segue. She wants to oust Mike Johnson. Because he passed the spending bill. You have to pass the spending bill. You cannot not have the country shut down. There were a lot of give and takes with that bill, that spending package. It was a $1.2 trillion bipartisan spending package. And it keeps us at spending sort of level for 2023. We're not spending anymore. There's a tiny bit of money for security on the southern border and the Pentagon, but there's no aid for Israel. There's no aid for Ukraine. It also has, which I thought this was sort of a weird thing to put, it bans U.S. embassies from flying pride flags and shuts down the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. So I wasn't happy about the closing of the office. The pride flags, I sort of get because depending on where these embassies are, they didn't really actually kind of come out with that. Everybody's culture is a little bit different and we have to honor that. Like there are some countries women have to, if you were dressed as flame, you would have to cover your head, you know, like you can't show your hair. So depending on where it is, I'm not as outraged over that. But she's now, I mean, what is that? Somebody does one thing you don't like and you're going to come forward now and you're going to bounce them from their seat.
That is also the conversation that we had before we started taping with Aaron. That is where we are, Bobby. And I said earlier that the younger generation now, and that's not that we dinosaurs, but we damn sure close, but the younger generation now, you have to be very decisive with them. You cannot be on the fence because they don't know what they want and they don't listen to people in power, or they don't have that respect of the white coat or the badge or whatever, like we were grown, like we were brought up on. They are controlled pretty much by the internet and what's popular and what is not popular. So you have to be decisive to let them know what you want them to do. If you show indecisiveness, it's weak, and they are already weak to me because they can't make up their own minds. That is a sign of weakness to me. That is my opinion, because you are indecisive and you go with what's popular or what looks that or everybody else is doing it. I never wanted to be a cookie cutter. Because what somebody else is doing might not be right for me. And if it doesn't feel right for me, then I'm not going to do it. But this younger generation, that's why I'm telling you, I understand that we have some great Republicans. We even have some great Republican talking points. Even Trump has some very few decent talking points from the Republicans Party. But the importance of America is to save the democracy. They don't want to save the democracy of the country. And that is what we need. That is why America is what it is. But if we lose our democracy, the little bit that we have left, what is America going to become? What will America become?
Our whole tenet of the country, like the whole foundation that we stand on, is democracy and what was put into the Constitution. And I'll tell you what's weakening, Flame, the GOP itself. I mean, Congressman Buck just left because of the dysfunction. He couldn't take it. The Republican Wisconsin, I'm blanking on his name. Oh, Mike Gallagher. He's going to resign next month. And then you have Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's talking about leaving the GOP. She said it's seemingly becoming the party of Trump and she doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah. And so, I think that is what is going to, because it looks like, and from all of the news reports, Bobby, and from all of the statistics, it looks like Trump is the front runner. But I think that is exactly what you just said. So many GOPs are pulling out because they don't want that to lead as this is who we are as a party. This is not who we are. I think so many of these big wigs and these big names and these important people that's in those positions are going to pull back, and it's going to read to everybody else that listen. If we're losing so many of our strong leaders because of this one man, we cannot afford to put this one man in that position, because we could lose so many others. I think that is what's going to save us. The GOP is going to stand up on their hind legs and get tired of all the bullshit and the rhetoric. And they are going to stand against the bullshit machine that Trump is running. I do believe that. And it won't happen until, like the scripture says, and not until the 11th hour.
Because they've got to do something. I mean, the RNC, for the love of God, he's controlling the RNC. Like, he's taking over. And what terrifies me, Flame, is that, and I really do mean it, it's not just rhetoric, as Biden would say, is that all of these good people are leaving, but they're leaving nothing but the trash behind. I want them to stay, and I want the trash to leave. So I'm nervous. I am praying to God exactly what you're saying is going to happen. But with Trump's daughter-in-law now in the RNC, I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely crazy.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Kennedy now has his running mate. He's taking votes. I want to poke him in the middle of his forehead.
Who did he pick?
He picked her name is Nicole Shanahan. She is a founder of something called BioEcho Foundation. She's the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin. She's got deep pockets. She is the one that gave him, you know who he had the Super Bowl ad, Kennedy? She is the one who funded the Super Bowl ad. So she's certainly going to fill up his coffers so that he can continue. But he doesn't have the vote. Like, he can't get on all the ballots. He doesn't meet the criteria. You know, and he's a anti-vaxxer. She feels the same way. She's kind of young and energetic. I get scared that the young people, you know, we were talking about Taylor Swift. I hope they go her way. I hope they don't see like a young woman and think, ooh, you know, she's the bee's knees. The talking heads are saying that chances are the votes that he's going to pull are going to be from more Biden side than Trump side.
And he's running as an independent?
He is running as an independent. They were talking about the libertarian. I can't even imagine the libertarian. But
well, here's my thing, and we have discussed this on here before. I would like us to have a third party. I really would like for us to have a third party.
Oh, but we are too close
to the finish line. And if you wanted to do this and be very serious about it, you would have done this day two after Joe Biden got in office, or day two after President Obama got in office, or President Trump got in office. But you did not. You keep waiting to the last minute when we're down to the wire, where it's not going to happen. There are only two horses in this race that have a serious chance of winning. That is the old man and the orange old man. There's no other probability. That's it.
No, I agree. But he's, you know what I also don't like? Every time he opens his mouth, that I see him, he's always running out. He's always mentioning his family, who, if you see, by the way, don't support him in the least. When my uncle was in, and we're not talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, because that was Kennedy's big thing. Because he tries to weave in that he's a Kennedy. He's trying to run on his name. And I've talked about before. I mean, we know that he had a drug history. I have no problem. I have addicts of my own family of different varieties. I don't want an addict in who is got predisposed to anxiety and whatnot when the stress is so high. I just don't know how that would work. He doesn't touch me. There's nothing that he says. I don't think he's a bad guy and you know any of that stuff. But I don't like that. At this stage in the game, like, give it up. You know you're not getting on the ballots. Don't be pulling votes from where people need them in this particular election.
Well,
you know,
I hope that people are paying attention to. And I wish the Kennedy would go sit down. This is not your time. This is not your time.
It's not.
This is really a time to save the country. But what that's going to speak, Bobby, to Americans, in my opinion, is what is important to you? Is it important to separate them? Because the country is already in the most In my 50 years, the country is in the most divisive situation that it's ever been in. I've never seen my country this divided. Racism and bitterness has always been here, but I've never seen it so prevalent in my lifetime until now. And I think Americans need to stand and say, hey, we're sick of this. But I think, Bobby, like I just told you, I believe because we get fed up, you know, it's just like a person, a weak person or animal. You can beat them and beat them and beat them. But when you get their back to the wall, something in them makes them just finally decide to stand up on their hind legs and fight back. We're going to have to fight back, Bobby, and we're going to have to fight hard.
We have to. I mean, vote. I've got to sign up to hold signs and stuff. I got to do something.
We had a couple of deaths this week, Bobby. Who did we lose this week?
Oh, this week, the one that I know of is, speaking about politics, is Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman.
Yeah.
He actually died from complications from a fall. He was the first Jewish candidate we had on a major party ticket, and he was the VP pick for Al Gore.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is the only one that
I like that he stood up for Al Gore. I like that he stood by his president, the guy who was his candidate. Oh, he really did.
He did. And look, talk about having to hand pick notes. I mean, he had to hand the election, that the two of them had to say, take a back seat and say, okay, Bush, you can go forward, because it wasn't going to be good for the country. But, you know, I don't know if in the end, I think that he was a couple of thousand short. Not many, though. But yeah, no, poor Al Gore.
So while they pushing all this anti-Semitic hate, we love the man that much in this country to almost make him the vice president. Do you see the hypocrisy of how things have just turned around, Bobby?
It is, I'm telling you. And you know, I mean, we can't leave without talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Oh, God. Yeah. God bless you all. My heart is absolutely bleeding for you. And I think that, I mean, they found last night, yesterday afternoon, I want to a shout out to all of the first responders and the divers, because this had a very quick turnaround. And the first responders, there was some work going on the bridge, and I'm sure that they stopped a lot of other people dying, because the ship lost power at 1:23. At 1:24, it went dark. At 1:25, the lights came back on. 1:26, they went out, and a Mayday call went out. So in the next 2 minutes before the bridge was hit, or 3 minutes, the Mayday call went out to the first responders, and they immediately shut down the bridge. So it didn't help the people that were on the bridge, but it prevented a lot more people from going, because I guess this is I don't know a lot about it. The bridge, I know the bridge is a mile and a half long, and it's a central link of Interstate 695. Or the Baltimore Beltway, but there are gazillions of cars that go across this every day to get people to where they need to be, as well as the waterway underneath it. It's a huge port. Like, this is going to be a big loss for getting goods in and out of this area, you know, so yeah, we might see a bit of a trickle down.
It was the fourth largest port in the United States. Secondly, yeah. Bobby, here's my thing. With all the technology, now this is just my conspiracy, with all the technology that we have, even if the ship was faulty, that bridge has been up since 1977. Since 1977, no incidents. Now we have sonar, radar, technology. You know, you could stop a boat, not instantly, but you could drop anchors. This is not the Titanic. Y'all were coming up close to this bridge, Bobby. It sounds so... Prayers to the family, but it sounds so planned under Biden's watch. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
So, you know, they could have stopped it, but it's going to keep moving, you know, so I don't know. I mean, they, unfortunately, as I said, they lost the light. It had to be scary for them. I know they found the other four that are missing. There's still four people missing, and they've paused. They've put a pause on that because they're afraid of more collapse.
That is the East Coast. That water is freezing. You know, if they didn't die from drowning, they died from hypothermia, waiting for somebody to come and get them because the water was so cold. Just prayers to the family and prayers to all those workers, you know. And luckily, not even saying luckily, but thank God that it happened at the time that it did. Because could you imagine, Bobby, had that been happening during rush hour when it was peak and that the bridge was full from both sides,
right?
But it was four lanes. So, you know, it could have been way worse.
It absolutely could have. And I think that's why some of these big ships also move in the middle of the night. Not for that, not because they're going to hit anything, but it's easier to get out of, because there's also waterway traffic, right? So I think that's one of the reasons. Sure. But one of the, just a shout out to the two people. So one of the men that they found was an Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and a Dorian Ronel Castillo Cabrera. They found them in the ruins of under the bridge in a red pickup truck. So I just want to, and the other four, as we say, they haven't found them yet. Hopefully they do for the families. But those divers are something else, you know, to be able to do it. And all of them are from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico. So, you know, as much as people scream about not wanting people in, they're doing our work.
Yeah. You know, we're working. Wow. What a week, Bobby Clifford. What a week. And Bobby, guess what? We are on the countdown to season four, lady. We just got to get through the month of April, and we will be in season four, and I'm looking forward to it.
May 1st, I think, is our, and we got big surprises.
We
our little surprises.
Well, one is big and one is medium big.
One is extra.
We appreciate you guys here supporting us here at Laugh and Learn. And please send your questions to Bobby Clifford on her Instagram at Clifford Bobby or on her Facebook at Bobby Clifford, because we will answer your questions. And we are open. We might even be bringing in our listeners for season four. You know, we want opinions. We want to have conversations. Why not open the dialogue? We talk about everything. We would like to talk about everything with you guys. But we could not do this show without you. We appreciate you. I am on the move, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get this comedy career back booming and booming. Yesterday, I celebrated my five-year anniversary of taping They Ready with Tiffany Haddish on Netflix. Ooh. So 327 is always a very important day for me. And now we're on the verge of doing a new Netflix special. We're doing Netflix is a Joke Festival on May the 10th. But between then, I'm doing Chicago this weekend with the 28th and 29th at the Laugh Factory. I'm also doing Sherry Shepherd Show next month on April the 22nd and in Killeen, Texas, April 26th and 27th. On the way to Netflix, May 10th. I got a cruise coming up. It's a bunch of things popping off. But I could not be Flame on Road without you guys loving me and listening to me and following us. And we appreciate you all for that. You can catch me on all social media platforms at Monroe.Flame on Instagram. Since I can't seem to get my page back, they want me to give them $5,000 to get my page back.
Meta does?
They want $5,000. I'm not going to. Y'all can take that page and put it where the sun don't shine.
But why?
Girl, because they dropped the ball and let somebody else steal my page, and then they want me to pay for it. I'm not paying it, and I got it too. I'm not paying it.
I mean, the people who are hijacking it, you'd be doing the same thing. Are you sure it's not the same people? Talk about conspiracy.
No, I'm not paying it. They can go to hell. They can kiss my dick in the face, and I got a fan that says that if you want to purchase it.
You know what? We're all used to the new one anyway. The reality is, we're all used to your new one. So
yeah. So, and follow me on, I still do Coffee Time, but I'm on the road right now, so you don't get Coffee Time on a regular basis. But we appreciate you here. The motto at Laugh and Learn has not changed and will not change even when season four comes, because here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind, because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Oh, and you know what? If you celebrate Easter, please, people, I hope the bunny hops your way.
Ooh. And if you're going to wear a big hat to church, make sure you're sitting in the back so everybody else can be there. So. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. It took the Lord 3 days to come back. If y'all kill me, it's only going to take me like a week. I'm telling you, it's going to take about a week.
Don't even put that out there.
Girl, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere till God want me. And God don't want me yet because I can't explain these titties. But anyway.
Yeah. You got more to do. You got a lot more to do.
I do, Bobby Clifford. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bobby, for being such a wonderful co-host. Thank you to our fabulous producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, who we could not do this show without, because Aaron comes on and gives us lessons in class before the show. Y'all just don't hear it. He always gives us a class, don't he, Bobby?
He does. He's a peach.
He does. We love you. We appreciate you guys. And we will see you here next week on Laugh and Learn. Have a great, fantastic week. Happy Easter. Enjoy your family. Enjoy going to service. Resurrection, because it was Good Friday, but it's going to be a better Friday. Tomorrow is Good Friday, and it's going to be a great Friday if you come see me at the Laugh Factory, but it's going to be a dangerous Saturday, and you can go repent on Sunday. I'm just letting you know.
There you go.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. We talk to you next week. Bye. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Roe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.